to God. I am not ashamed. Zabrakata bahai. Raboko sinda kapalata. Legede begede 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 shanda baba baba bai. Resketoko varam begede shila bahai. We look up to you, Lord, today. We are not ashamed. Halakata zekete. You have come for our rescue. You have come this Tuesday again, Lord Jesus, for our lifting. You have come, Lord, to disgrace our enemies. You have come, Lord, to turn things around in our favor. You have come to wipe the tears of a crying woman. You have come to restore joy. Kalika tazola banda kate. We lift your name high. We thank you, Jesus, because in your name we can make our boast. We are confident of this one thing, Kalibrahai, that whenever we approach your throne room of grace, we know you are faithful to answer. You are answering us today. Blessed be your name. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are gone. I bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. Say, I bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. And forever you are God. I bless you, Lord, you are holy, holy Lord. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And forever you are God. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. Hey, I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. You are holy. Ha ha. And forever you are God. Hey. I bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. And forever you are God. Ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. Open your mouth and begin to bless this God. Bless your God right now. Give him the praise. Bless his name. Kalibra kata. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. Bless him. Bless him. And forever you are God. Bless him for he's doing mighty things. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. Kaya daba gadaba. And forever you are God. Shaprokoto sila bakata. Forever you are God. Forever you are mighty. Forever you are great. Forever you are kind. Forever you are a champion. Forever you are king. Forever you reign. Forever you rule. We bless your holy name. We bless you, our God. You are our God. Huh? We are serving you alone. You are our God. Huh? We are praising you alone. You are our king. Huh? We reverence you. We bow before you. We drop and lay our crowns at your feet. Kali the healer, restorer, the deliverer, the changer, game changer, the referee, the God who has always and forever will be by our side. Lord, we love you. Lord, we make our boast in you. You are champion. You are the lifter, our glory, and the lifter of our heads. Lift our heads out of the dunghill. Lift our heads out of shame. Lift our heads out of sorrow. Lift our heads out of the many waters, affliction. Lift our heads out of sickness, out of brokenness, out of poverty, out of borrowing, out of lack. Lift us out of slavery. Lift us all out of pain. Lift us out of suicide, depression, thoughts. Kalika Bahai, the glory of our lives. We have come again to cry out to you, to anchor on you, to draw strength from you. Our strength is small. It will fail us, kabina kabai. But we cry out to you. Increase us. Our faith, oh God. Our strength, oh God. Our joy. Let it be full. Let it be complete. Kalika bahat. Nesula bakata bakatai. We will not see degrees. We will not see failure. We will not see pain. We will not be buried. We will not die prematurely. My Father, my God, come for our rescue. Today, Lord, we ask you, invade our space. Invade our space. Rabakatai. Take over every corner, every nook and cranny of our lives, every room. We hand it over to you. We can't fight our battles. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't make things happen. Labanda kabaraskatai. Take over. Take over. Step in, oh Lord, and take over. Step in, oh God, and take over. Step in, oh God, and take over. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Today is another Tuesday and I welcome you here. I know God is set to do something mega in our midst. He's about to turn stories around and give people shouts of joy. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6, we have been on it dwelling. This will be the last day, but there's so much yet to unpack. But I just want us to run through this and get the blessing therein. Daniel chapter 6 has been our focus. We're going to go to 4 and 5. It says, and the other two commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a reason to bring a complaint against Daniel concerning the administration of the kingdom. Daniel chapter 6 verse 4 to 5. We have been reading Daniel chapter 6 from 1 to 3. We dwelt so much on that. Now I want us to move. It says that they have been looking for a complaint against Daniel concerning the administration of the kingdom, but they could not find a reason for an accusation or evidence of corruption because he was faithful, a man of high moral character and personal integrity. Daniel was a man of high moral character and personal integrity, and no negligence or corruption of any kind was found in him. Verse 5, he says, then this man said, we will not find any basis for an accusation against this Daniel unless we find something against him in connection with the law of his God. Praise the Lord. Today's topic is, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Romans 8:33 says, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? This is our topic today. It is clear to us that Daniel rose above challenges. He rose above being a captive in the land of Babylon, as we had begun to say. Remember, he was a lad who was captured by Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. He did not just serve Nebuchadnezzar. I am going backwards to come forward. He also served Nebuchadnezzar and his successors. Yet in such a state, Daniel was loyal.
He had the ability to wow the king, and that was what he did. The Bible says that there was an excellent spirit that was on Daniel and made Daniel to be outstanding, that even the king wanted to make him ruler of it all, of everything, of the kingdom all. Daniel was spotless and faultless in his character, yet he was a captive. They found no charge against Daniel. His record when he handled administrative things was excellent. His record was without any fault or spot. He had no base for him to do any wrong to the king. Yet again, I said, he was captured against his will. Daniel was captured against his will. They found no base against him. They found no charge against Daniel. Daniel was a righteous man. He had wisdom. He did not deny his God, even in the midst of pain and shame and being a captive in the land of Babylon. He made God his everything, the center of his focus. He pride himself with God. He made his boast in his God. His God was his everything. Daniel was an outstanding man. Everyone recognized the character, the nature, the skill set of Daniel. The king could not but recognize that Daniel had an excellent spirit because of how he did his work, because of how he was, he was different from every other. The preferential grace was upon him. He was preferred amongst others. Hallelujah. Daniel was preferred amongst others. Daniel was distinguished amongst others. His character was beautiful. He was impeccable, was without fault finding. And I was saying to us when I spoke some few weeks ago and last week, and I was saying it is time for us to rise above whatever it is that is a limitation. It is time for us to rise above and carve for ourselves godly lasting character. It was time, and I was saying that you pray for the hand of the Lord to come upon you so you can be distinguished amongst your peer. That you will come to a point where men cannot do without you. That will recognize that you carry an excellent spirit. Daniel decided how he would live his life despite what he was faced with. He did not let that be an trap or for it to be an excuse to live a low life. And I asked and I said to us, if you want to go to school, please go if there's anyone amongst us. If you want to scale up your finances, scale it up. Do anything you want to do because there is nothing whatsoever that can keep you down. You do not let self-sabotaging thoughts, sadness, depression, weakness, envy, bitterness, whatever it is to tame you, to keep you or help or hold you down. Daniel broke out of every form of limitation. And that is why we have arrived at today's topics, talking about who can bring a charge against the elect of the Lord. Daniel chapter 4. Other commissioners that were also appointed with Daniel, they were envious of this guy called Daniel. They were in awe of the abilities he possessed. In fact, they were pondering day and night. They were worried, what kind of guy is this? How is it that he's doing his own job and he's being noticed by the king? How is it that he's doing his own business? He's going about his own assignment. There is no flaw in it. My God, Daniel was a wonder to behold. And that is what God is saying. I'm going to make you a wonder so other people will behold. You'll be a wonder to your nation. You'll be a wonder in your business. You'll be a wonder in your family. You'll be a wonder in the country where you live, in the city where you live, amongst whoever you are doing business with. God will make you a wonder just as he made Daniel a wonder. And it says that they began to look for reasons of complaint against Daniel concerning the administration of the kingdom, but they could find no reason for accusation or evidence of corruption because he was faithful, a man of high moral character and personal integrity. No negligence or corruption. No negligence or corruption of any kind was found in Daniel. Hallelujah. How is it that they can find such? Because the Bible says an excellent spirit. That was what possessed Daniel. How else can something else possess him? What else can corrupt him if something has already captured and filled him? For in him was already an excellent spirit. Therefore, something else cannot corrupt Daniel. Praise the Lord. It says these men were looking for ways and they came to a conclusion. We will not find any basis of accusation against Daniel. I bring you good news today. As many that are looking for a basis of accusation against you, they will not find any in the name of Jesus. They will not find any basis of accusation against you in the name of Jesus. They will not find any basis of accusation against you. One more time, listen to me. In the name of Jesus, they will not find any accusation against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Who? What is a charge? I would define a charge in two ways. One, it is a legal term used to describe an accused person, to indict a person of a thing. It is used to array a person for something he's done, bringing him before the court of law. A charge can mean, for example, that I bring you a charge, or you are charged for an assault. You are charged for impunity. You are charged for rape. You are charged for this or that. I said again, it is a legal term used to describe an accused person or to indict a person of a thing he's done or not done. It is used to array a person for something. You are charged to come to court. You are charged to face the judge. Some form of, you know, accusation. That is what a charge is. Number two, meaning of a charge. It is a demand. It is an amount or a price for a service rendered. So it could be, I'm demanding you to pay so, so and so amount of money for the service I rendered to you. I am demanding you to pay this kind or that kind of price. That is what a charge means. It is a demand for an amount or a price for a service you have rendered. Yes. Hallelujah. Today I want you to know that whatever the charge that has been upon your life, whatever the accusation that has been upon your destiny, God is saying today, who shall bring a charge against you? Because he is the God that justifies. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that people may be under the hold of charges. Somebody here today, a bloodline being represented, you may be under a charge for years. You may be under slavery for decades. Whatever reason you may have been a captive, I want you to understand today that God's power, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power in the name of Jesus is able to set you free from every form of charge or accusation in the name of Jesus. The Bible says even the lawful captive shall be set free. I decree over your life today that even if you are a lawful captive over any charge, over any demand, you'll be let loose today in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare your freedom now in Jesus' name. So it is something to ponder on. Daniel was looked at. He was looked, they were looking for accusations, a charge against him, looking for something to hold him down by, to limit him by, to discredit him by, to cause him not to prosper by, something negative. The enemy is seeking for ways to bring a charge. And I said, somebody here, a bloodline here, may have been under a charge for years. A demand is upon you and your bloodline. You are in slavery for whatever reasons. I don't know. Whatever the manner of charges of offense they have put to tame you. You are meant to be loud. You are meant to be audacious. You are meant to be bold. You are meant to be great. Your destiny is meant to be without any form of encumbrance. But there's somehow a charge, and it has tamed you from flourishing. It has tamed you from being bold. It has tamed you from walking and building and from getting in abundance. Somehow you can't even speak when others is speaking, because that charge is tamed you. Whether it be physical or spiritual, whatever the charges are against you and your bloodline, whatever the charges are against you and your spouse, your family, God is saying today, I will deliver you from whatever the charge is in the name of Jesus. Today, God is addressing as many who are here today. He will bring you out, and he's not just only going to bring you out of that charge, he will deliver you. He will not stop there. He will restore your glory, your family's glory, your family's name in the name of Jesus. Today I believe the Lord, and I want you to know that he's going to do what he says he will do. Believe the Lord and believe in his prophet today, and you will prosper and be established. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in his prophet also, and you will be established and you will prosper. Praise the Lord. Please don't be left out of this prayer. Be left out of what is about to happen today. Align yourself. Align your family. Lay your family's pictures, your children. Lay your business. Whatever charge is against us, whatever charge has tamed and limited us, whatever charge is holding us bound, that is making us not to speed up the way we should. Lord, today as I'm on this altar of prayer, let such charges, such accusations, let them be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. They were looking for a charge against Daniel. They were looking for a charge against his destiny. They were looking for a charge against his excellence. They were looking for a charge against his integrity, his character. Daniel was outstanding. We have already established that. They were looking for a charge. As many who are looking for a reason against your rising, they are going day by day, night after night, places after places, looking for a charge against you. They will find none in the mighty name of Jesus. Please do not be left behind today. I want you to connect your heart, connect your family, connect your children, connect your business, and begin to open your mouth and pray. Let every charge against us be broken in the name of Jesus. Let every charge against my house today be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. This man said we will not find any basis of accusation against Daniel. They will not find it against you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the point you must strive to attain in your life, where no man can find a charge against you. This is the point you must press on for. This is the point you must pray to God for, that there will be no charge against me, whether bloodline accusations, whether charges from years of my destiny, years ago, from my bloodline, every pattern, every charge against us for years. I'm coming in the name of the Lord that there will be no more a charge or accusation against me and my household in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, this is the point I want you to strive for, that you will attain the point where no man can bring any charge against you, where they will have no hook against you, where your life will have no skeleton. There will be no skeleton in your cupboard, where you come to a point that you have no integrity flaw, where you have no issue, no secret sin, no need for shame or scandal. You come to a point where there is no accusation or charge, no hook against your life. This is the point to strive to, my sister. This is the point to strive to, my brother. This is the point I want us to pray. I want you to hold it so dearly. Whether there be a charge against me secretly, I don't know. Against my family, there's a charge, I don't know. I don't know who is placing a demand on my head. I don't know who is placing a demand on my family. I don't know what has limited us. Whatever the charges may be that I came into because I was born into this family, that I came into because of marriage, whatever the charges are, my Father, my God, in the name of Jesus today, I pray that I come to a point where there will be no charge. The Bible says they were looking for an accusation against Daniel, but they found nothing. That is the point we must strive to, that your enemies will find no hold against you, that your enemies will find no charge against you, that your enemies will find no hold, no accusation against you, that your enemies will find no charge against you. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Rabakata Zekabala Bakatai Rabandakata Bakata Bakata Bahai Le Brende Kete Shila Baba 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 Bai Rabakata Sekete Libranda Katai Elende Sula Bakata Bakata Bakatai Le Brando Shanda Kate Le Brekete. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want you to understand that some families are wallowing in demands upon their homes. Some women, some wives cannot come free. They don't know why they try to move forward, they can't move. Because there's a bloodline charge. There may be a demand over your family. It has been in operation for 10 decades, 10 years, 6 years. You don't even know how long. You don't know how what happened. But there's just a charge against you and your household. We established to say it is an amount. Sometimes they will say all the daughters of this family will not get married. All the daughters of this family will not conceive. All the daughters of this family must be divorced. It may be the price for whatever service any demonic altar rendered to your forefathers. It could be the price, the charge against your blessing. They will say, if you gather money, it will fly. They will say, if you gather money, the birds will come and eat it. Some form of charge against your life. Some form of charge against your bloodline. They are collecting it in every succession, every year, every month. You just find yourself constantly sick. You are unable to move. There's no joy. You gather and it flies away. There must be death. There must be death in the home. Somebody must die. There may be a charge against your household. A demand for heads. A demand for sons. A demand for daughters. A demand for infant children. Somebody's renewing covenants with it. There may be a demand for your blood. Something funny somewhere. But we are rising in the name of the Lord today. Just as they did not find a charge in Daniel, they will not find an accusation, a hold, a hook against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hosea chapter 12 verse 8 says, and Ephraim said, I have certainly become rich. I have found wealth for myself. In all my labors, they will find in me no wrongdoings, which will be a sin. The enemy will find in you no wrongdoings. Even in your wealth, even in your riches, even in your education, even in your business, they will find no wrong in you. They will find no hook in you, no sin in you. That is the end we want to enter. This is the place we want to strive to attain. Hallelujah. If you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 29 verse 1 to 11, you see on the account of David, that David was a man that rose even despite every kind of challenge. It got to a point he was chased out of the camp of the Philistine, that there was no charge against him. 1 Samuel chapter 29 verse 6, I will just only read that part. It says, and then Achim said to David, called David, and said unto him, surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me, the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? David, this guy had to attest about David. I have found no evil in you. I have found no evil in him since the day of thy coming. He says, but the Lord, the Philistine princes, they do not want to favor you. The enemies, the evil one, will never want to favor an upright man. They will not want to favor a man like Daniel. They will not want to favor a man without spot, without hold, without blemishes, without accusation. But in the name of Jesus, they will have no choice but to bless you. They will have no choice but to favor you. They will have no choice but to leave you alone and let you go and honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus also was a man that had no charges in him. Our Lord and Savior had no charges. John chapter 14 verse 30 says to us, "Thereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me." Jesus lived above charges and hooks. This is the point I want you to strive for, that your life will be without charges, accusation, skeleton in your cupboard, without secret sin, without any blemish, that the enemy will have nothing against you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to understand that this platform is a platform that will challenge and encourage you. This platform is here to convict you and cause you to be transformed, and for you not to settle for less, but to live for being above. Because being above is your divine rights, it's your divine privileges, it's your divine status, that you will come above accusation. Can bring a charge against the elect of the Lord. You will come above charges, above accusations. You will rise above evil. You will rise above accusations from your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree over your life that the Lord will force you to rise above principalities and powers, above charges and hook. Today, I pray, and I want you to begin to pray, if there be any charge against me, if there be any charge against my family, if there be any charge against my finances, if there be any charge against my bloodline, by the power in the name of Jesus, let such accusation, let such demonic charges, let them be null and void. Zabrakata pahai, le brenda kato zela brakatai, le brando kopo kapakapakatai. Who can bring a charge against the elect? Who shall raise a thing against the elect? Who shall bring accusation against you? Labrakoto si labakatai. Every accusation against your life, every accusation against your destiny, every amount they are putting upon your head, every charge against your bloodline, whatever the demand is, Kalibra Katabahai, just as the enemies of Daniel found no charge against him, they will find no charge against you. They will find no basis of accusation against your life. Rapakatapakatai, Igalabakatapakatai. Open your mouth and begin to say, there will be no evidence of corruption in my life. There will be no reason for accusation against me. La benda katabai. The Bible says Daniel was a faithful man, a man of high moral character and personal integrity. He had no negligence or corruption in him, so they could find nothing against him. Open your mouth and say, any charge against my life, any charge against my family, any charge against my destiny, Lord God Almighty, let such charges be broken now. Let such charges be destroyed. Who will bring a charge against me? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Daniel was an elect of the Lord. He was a man God had elected. Therefore, no charge could stand. Rabakata bakatai. He was justified by God. Lebranda katai. I say, strive for this. Kapela kabai. Pray for this. Let every charge against my bloodline, whatever the demand is upon our head, whatever the price of blood they are demanding, whatever it is against my marriage, whatever the charge is against women in my bloodline, whatever the charge is against children, that says my children will not grow, they will not flourish, they will not thrive, they will not succeed, they will not go to school, they will finish failures. I don't know what the charges and accusations have been against you. Whoever is looking for one against you right now in the name of Jesus, let such demonic accusation and charges be rendered null and void. Let them be dismissed now. This legal accusation against you, this insight against you, this indictment against your person, la branda katai, they have arrayed you before the court of hell. Rabande katabahai, but we bring a higher judge against them. They have arrayed you. They are going around you with charges, going around you with charges that you do not qualify to be blessed. You do not qualify to be in marriage. You do not qualify to own your business. You do not qualify to be happy. You do not qualify to settle. Why? Because there's a charge. Whatever form of work they perform for you, whatever kind of service your enemies rendered for your forefathers that is speaking against you, right now we demand that the blood wash you clean from every price you are paying, from from every price of pain, from every price of shame, from every price of sorrow, from every price you are paying. You will not pay with your blood. You will not pay with your head. You will not pay with your children. You will not pay with your finance. You will not pay with your destiny. You will not pay with your girl child. You will not pay with your male children. Rakata bosandalabra. Please pray. Rakata bakata bakatai. Let deshila bakata bakata bakatai. Rabamba bakate shikata bakatai. La gaza gada gadai. Today I pray for any woman with any hook. Kabaranda katai. Whether financial hook, ekabaras katai, marital hook, emotional hook, whatever the charge is, akabarande kete kete, that the enemy is using against your life, let such charges be rendered useless now. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you are a married woman here and you are in lust, not in love with another man or another woman, I break such demonic accusation and charges. I break such demonic hooks off your life. Whoever has deceived you into doing anything wrong, whatever it is they are using to hold you bound, I break such charges against your life now. Rabakata shekete balatai. I break you off any demonic affair, any affair you are in. Rakata bakata bakatai. Any lust you are in, I break you out. Any financial problem you are in, I break you out of every hook and every charge. Can bring a charge against the elect of the Lord. I decree and I declare the Lord justify you. The Lord lose you. The Lord sets you free from every charge of the enemy. Principalities and power. Wicked charges. Accusations of darkness. Akalizatai. If you have entered into any charge. Ekabaraskatabai. Any hook lawfully. The Bible says even the lawful captive shall be set free. I bring you out now from every law. I bring you out, married woman, from any hook now, to any man, to any woman. I break you loose. I break you out. I'm saying that there can be a charge on your bloodline that says you will not stay married. That says you would desire another woman. You would desire another man. Do you know some people are being controlled by such charges? They are covenanted to that charge. It is speaking in their bloodline for years. It is speaking in their destiny. They don't know how, why they keep falling into sin, keep falling into theft, keep falling into all kinds of ungodliness. Why? Because there may be a charge against you, an accusation against you, levied against your destiny. It is not only going to speak in your time, but it's also going to speak in the time of your children if you don't rise up against it. Hallelujah. Has deceived any woman here, any man here, into doing something you are not meant to do. I decree and I declare that woman today, you are free by the blood of the eternal covenant of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, you are hurting badly because of an affair. It is eating you up. You have engaged in all kinds of sexual perversion, whatever it is that is a charge, whether masturbation, fornication, adultery, whatever the charge is against your life, the Lord will set you free by the power in the name of Jesus. If you are here and you are full of hatred and bitterness towards someone, your husband, that is a charge against you. If you are here, you are roped in sexual perversion, masturbation, fornication, all kinds of evil. That is a charge against your life. It is an accusation the enemies of your destiny can use against you. If you are here, you are married and you are lusting over another man or woman, I'm telling you that is a charge against your rising. You cannot go great. The enemy knows how to look for charges against people. As long as you are a child of God, you are an elect of the Lord. They are looking for. But the Bible is saying to us, who can bring a charge against the elect of the Lord? Hallelujah. Daniel was a guy who was outright standing holy, standing righteous, faithful, but they were still looking for a charge against him. Our prayer is that there will be no hook or charge against you. You need to pull it out. So your enemies will not find a hook that will keep your life under. That your enemies will not find if there be a bloodline hook that will keep you bound. That is is why we are praying today that whatever the hook is, that it must go. Whatever the accusation or charge is against your destiny must be broken. Hallelujah. If you are here and you have visited any strange altar, for whatever the reasons are, whatever the hook is the enemy has on you, I decree and I declare that it is broken now in the name of Jesus. If you have taken any substance, if you have done anything, if you have covenanted yourself to any strange altar and it is speaking against you, that is a charge, an accusation against your life. You must be set free by the power in the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your hold over this woman. Lose your hold over this man. Right now in the name of Jesus, let her go. Let him go. Set him free. Set them free by the power in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you something, it's not for you alone. Even many pastors, many people, I was once in a hook and a hold by the devil, wallowing in pain and shame. But the power of the Lord found me and rescued me. That is why I am telling you, you can be brought down by the accusations of your enemy. A charge and a hook can shorten and limit and cage your destiny. But we are striving to have the same story Jesus is saying, that the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. We are striving for this to come above, just as Jesus was above all charges and hooks. He was above all accusation. Above prayer group here that you are is trying to challenge and encourage you and convict you and cause you to be transformed. So you can live above accusation. You can live above hooks and charges. You can enter into your divine rights and privileges. You can enjoy your divine status. You can be above principalities and powers. You can be above demonic altars. God wants you to be above them all. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare over your life today that all charges be dropped and dismissed in the name of Jesus. Let all charges against your bloodline, let all charges against anyone here, your marriage, let it be brought down now and dismissed. I decree right now, every charge over your head, every charge over your life, every charge over your children, whatever the accusation, whoever is demanding your head, demanding your children's head, demanding your marriage, demanding your health, demanding your spouse, they say that demand is a price you must pay. Whatever they are, la brandeka tobina katai, we decree and I declare in the name of Jesus that such charges, such accusation, such hooks be dropped and dismissed now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the eternal covenant of Jesus, I lose you from those charges. I decree and I declare your destiny is loose. Your children are set free. Your marriage is loose. Your business is set free. Your relationship is loose. Your business, your ministry is set free. Your finances, your education is set free. Your womb is free. There will be no more debt in your household. There will be no more sorrow for you. Whatever they have been collecting it, wherever they have been collecting the demand, collecting the price for the charge, wherever they have been collecting the demand, wherever they have been collecting this price, I set your destiny free by the blood of Jesus. I decree, La Benda Katai, you are the elect of the Lord. You are justified by the blood of the Lamb. You are the elect of God. You are justified by the blood of the Lamb. You are the elect of God. You are justified by the blood of the Lamb. Every charge, every accusation, every hook against your life, against your destiny, against your marriage, against your children, against your advancement, against your ministry, whatever it is, such are dismissed now. Such are dropped and dismissed. They are scattered. They lose their relevance. They are broken off in the name of Jesus. Rabenda kotopalai, lebrinda katai. Open your mouth and pray. I am the elect of the Lord. I am justified. No more. I am my hell bound by charges in the name of of Jesus. No more am I held bound by hooks. No more am I held bound by accusation. No more demand on my life. Negative demand over my destiny. It is broken now. Negative demand over my daughters. They are broken now. I decree my finances lose. I decree my health lose. I decree and declare my children are free from charges. My bloodline, I am out now. I will not pay back with my blood. I will not be brought before the court of darkness. They will find nothing in me. They will find no hold in me. I will not be arrayed before the court of hell. I am discharged and acquitted. I am discharged and acquitted. The Bible says there was no evidence of corruption in Daniel. So it is with you. There will be no accusation against you. No reason for accusation. No negligence in you. You are not a thief. Money will not be a hooker. I decree over your life, your personal integrity will not be rubbish. You are a woman of high moral character. You are the elect of the Lord. La brondo koto bakatai. Who will bring a charge against you? La zakatai. The Lord justifies you now. The Lord loses you. The Lord sets you free from every indictment. The Lord deliver you from every accusation. From every price, from every amount. You have been paying now, but now it comes to an end. You are free. You are free. You are free by the blood of the Lamb. You are set loose by the blood of Jesus. You are delivered now in the name of Jesus. Your destiny is free. Your destiny is loose. You are restored now. The glory of your family restored now. La bagada bagadai. Le brendegede. No more defeat. No more you walking around tamed and in shame. Arasa la bakata sekete. La brando sonda katabahai. Le sula tabakatai. You prosper. Rambakatabai. You rise. Rezeketekete. You run. Jabalambagadai. You sit on your seat of glory. You sit on your seat of power. You sit on your seat of honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Randa bakatai. From now on, azalada bakatai. No more charge. Rabanda katai. No more accusation. Rakata bakatai. No more demand on our life. Rande gede gede. Esondo koto. No more hookah. We are free by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. We are free. I am free. I and my sisters are free. I and my brothers are free. Rabakato bakatai. I and my children are free. My husband is free. Our marriage is free. My business is free. Rakato bekatai. My education is free. Randegedegedegede. La brando kota zilabai. Enemene katai. Ezobro kotobai. Elemene gadai. In the name of Jesus. Agaza bakatabai. Elegedegede. They will find nothing in me. Rakato bokoto. Ele brendo sunda katai. They will find nothing in me. No wrongdoing in me. No sin in me. Rakata bakata bakatai. They will find nothing in me. Le branda gada bagada bagadai. E sunde kata bakatai. E gala bamba bai. No wrongdoing in me. Akoboro bokoto shaya. Ene mene gede gede. Razanda yadai. Your enemies will leave you alone. Rabende gadai. They will leave you alone. Zaparaskatabahai. They have no choice but to leave you alone. They have no choice but to bless you. They have no choice but to release what is yours. They have no choice but to favor you. Because by the power in the name of Jesus, you have been justified. Ekazoproko
but you have been set loose. You have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. They have no choice but to honor you. They did that for David, they will do it for you. They did that for Daniel, they will do it for you. Jesus, our perfect example. Lived above charges and hooks. The world, the prince of this world, they come and found nothing. They will find nothing in you. The Lord change you. The Lord transform you. The Lord deliver you. The Lord set you free. The Lord rescue you. The Lord save you by his power. By the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh my God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. No skeleton is in your cupboard. No secret sin, no shame, no scandal, no accusation, no bloodline curses, nothing. You are loose, you are free, no wrongdoing, no corruption, no moral failure, no moral breakdown, integrity problem, negligence, whatever it is of accusation of corruption will not be found in you. No more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Somebody open your mouth and begin to appreciate God. Begin to give him all of the praise. That every charge against you, your household, they are forever dismissed in the name of Jesus. They found no reason. They will find no reason in you. They found no reason in Jesus. They found no reason for Daniel. They found no reason. They will have no charge against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise today. We exalt your name. We thank you because our destinies are free. Open your mouth and say, my destiny is loose. My destiny is free. I give you praise for a new start. I give you praise for a new order. It begins to work. According to I've prayed in the name of Jesus, I begin to see total change. I begin to see total transformation. I begin to see restoration. I begin to see new things because I am free by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord honor you. The Lord increase you. The Lord cause you to amount and rise up on the wings of eagles in the name of Jesus. This is your new start. I say congratulations to you. Welcome to your new order. Welcome to your new start. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Thank you very much for joining in today's prayer. Thank you for giving your time, your attention. You will see the fruit of your prayers today in the name of Jesus. You will see the fruit of your prayer in this week, and as the month is coming to an end and another, the year is coming, winding up, you will see the fruit of your prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. You are above principalities and power. You are above shame and disgrace. You are above failure. You are above accusation and charges, and so shall it be. Enjoy your divine privilege. Enjoy your divine status. Enjoy your divine rights. You are above it all. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and your week. The Lord bless you. Bye-bye.